Scholastic Audio presents Ever by Gail Carson Levine. Read for you by Jenna Lamia and Oliver Wyman.
Then Jephthah came to his home at Mizpah, and there was his daughter coming out to meet him with timbrels and with dancing. Judges 11:34.
Dust is their food, clay their bread. They see no light, they dwell in darkness. They are clothed like birds with feathers. The descent of Ishtar to the underworld, Mesopotamian myth. Chapter 1. Olus. I am huge in my Mati's womb, straining her wide tunic. She is Hanu, Akan goddess of the earth and of pottery. My Pado, Arduk, god of agriculture, sits at Hanu's bedside, awaiting my birth. It is too tight in Hanu's belly. I thread my strong wind into her womb, and my strong wind thrusts me flying out. Fortunately, Arduk catches me in his big, gentle hands. Although Hanu lies in bed and Arduk stands holding me, we are also floating above the earth. In the air over volcanic Mount Enshi hovers Enshi Rock. From its center, the temple rises, our home, a tower of porous white stone.